Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Spain has equalized. What an incredible effort. 1-1, 22nd minute of the Euro semis. Let's do some Cowboys. What's the most interesting matchup to you as we head into Oxnard? Segment's brought to you by Window Nation. Go to windownation.com. Call 866-90-NATION. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online to frankelfirm.com. I didn't think of this one until I saw the article. This is your guy Dana Bartholomew over there blogging the boys. Number one, Dak versus Diggs. What was it that Diggs said last year that got everybody?
Oh, he called him the B word.
That's right.
Yeah.
He did. And Dak said, we all know I love to compete and talk trash. You have fun doing this. And that was a big deal. As far as the matchup, I guess it's just I'm more concerned with how Diggs is doing against the wide receivers.
I just want to make sure we're seeing Diggs at practice.
Bingo.
Right?
What's going on?
Yeah. This one is a working well, still ways to go. It might be standing over by us doing three live mics.
Oh, no.
With Britt Brown, people like that. You know, I think
September he was hurt?
Yeah, I think later than that. Was it? It was like 4 weeks in, 5 weeks in?
Season? It was like at the end of September, I want to say. I think he played the first three games.
Yeah. And they got hurt on a practice.
Yeah.
I would Diggs versus Prescott. I would keep that one open right now.
And he is one of those guys, like we used to talk about Dez, that kind of like ups the tempo of practice. He will talk. He gets the juices flowing a little bit, the competitive fire. Yeah. So it's fun seeing Diggs out there, but I do wonder how much we're going to see him do. I think their focus is make sure he's ready to go for week one.
That's exactly where I think we're at.
Okay. All right. That would be 10 months out. It was September 21st. Yeah. 10 months and 4 or 5 days to the first practice.
Three weeks.
Yeah. You know, some of those ACLs, they take 9-12 months. Yeah. It's just, you know, depends on...
Players are different.
Absolutely.
How they work.
Not everybody is that Adrian Peterson. Oh, diligence?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, there's that too. Yeah. That can help you come back. All righty. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Matchup number two here from Blogging the Boys. Most interesting training camp matchups. The rookie offensive lineman versus Micah Parsons.
Ooh.
You'd be more looking at Tyler Guyton versus Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
But, you know, Cooper Beebe against his matchups, that's going to be fascinating as well to see how these guys can hold it down.
Okay, I'm going to throw something at you guys right now.
Okay.
Could we not get a really good read of the center position battle because the competition at tackle is not very good?
That is a fantastic question.
At defensive tackle?
And I think the answer would be yes. I think we're going to have a better evaluation of the game reps. I think they're going to have to give, if they really want a fair competition, they're going to have to split equally Hoffman and Beebe's reps against the starters of the opposing teams.
Yeah, that maybe that Osa is the only tackle right now worth his salt inside.
Yep.
So all of a sudden, center play looks much better than it really is
right.
because of competition not being as good at the tackle spot.
Not something I even considered, but you're 100% right on that. But Guyton, yeah, you're going to iron sharpens iron there. You're going to see Guyton go up against Lawrence and Micah. That's going to be a good test to build up that rookie left tackle.
Yeah, I can't wait to see how close he can be, you know, to good in pass protection and if his youth and power is going to make him just a natural force in the running game. That would get me excited, you know. I think Dak can do a pretty good job at this stage in his career mitigating a little bit of pressure from the blind side as long as he's not horrible.
Yeah.
But you get that big strong guy out there in the running game and you know maybe you could open up stuff and have, you know, a running back by committee that could be productive. Yeah, Spain has done it again. 2-1. Yeah. What an incredible start here. 26th minute.
An own goal?
No, yeah, it was an own goal. It was a deflection off.
Yeah.
It's trying to stop the cross and it just went off the boot.
That's
the
so unlucky.
French defender. Yeah, I think to me that when you start there might be ways that they try and protect Guyton a little bit in some of these drills. It's like, okay, do we want to, you know, McCarthy is not interested in embarrassing his players.
Yeah, I mean, you probably want to try and build up his confidence a little bit.
Yeah, so the one-on-one stuff where you will see Guyton will be in the teamwork stuff when they do team drills against each other. One-on-one, I'm sure there'll be some of that. But I don't know how much. Like, Jason Garrett was cool with the one-on-one stuff.
I remember the Tank versus Tyron when Tank was a rookie in 2014.
Well, remember Garrett always called out. He would take two guys and call them out in front of the team. I don't see that with McCarthy very much here. Maybe I shouldn't have complained so much about Garrett. You know, maybe the practice.
He was into the compete. I mean, and we've had some more. You're right though about Mike. Like he's focuses not on. I want to make sure everybody's getting out of practice healthy.
Yeah.
All things considered, though, McCarthy's better than my guy Garrett.
No question. But
winning games.
But when you start to talk about evaluating practices,
the competitive practices,
Practice. Garrett was interested in what you're talking about, that one-on-one stuff. McCarthy's more interested in let's just kind of find ways to not have all that happen.
But when they do the compete period 11-on-11,
yeah.
I mean they're not going to be able.
They can't hide
to save Guyton there. Yeah.
214 wants to know more about your Trayvon Diggs thing. He says if Broadus is going to infer that he's not working hard enough to get backed, why not completely come out and say it?
I just told you that there's some questions about him. There's some questions about him coming back early enough. I mean, he's working right now, but I was told there's a ways to go.
Yeah.
So that's not inferring at all. Yeah, I told you what was going on.
Right. Every player, Dak's going to go the extra mile. Not every player is going to do that.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the third matchup to keep an eye on. I don't know, Brian, maybe you have some matchups you're excited about you'd like to share with the audience, but Deuce Vaughn versus Jordan Lewis is the third one that Blogging the Boys went with there.
Okay. This is where I think my matchup, when you start to talk about the littles being Vaughn and the littles being Turpin.
Mm-hmm.
They're the littles.
The littles are going to have to figure out something here because one of the littles is going to be a weapon. And they're going to use him as a weapon. So I'm not looking at defense versus offense. I'm looking at positions within. Like, how are they going to find ways to get Turpin involved in the receiving game, which they have? How are they going to get Vaughn involved in the receiving game, which they have? They've moved him out of the backfield. They put him in slot. He even told us after a practice that he's been watching Phil McCole Beasley playing slot.
He did.
They're thinking about him as a potential slot player. So I think the matchup is more about the littles going against each other than offense defense.
Hmm. Yeah, Cole Beasley, a guy, if you could emulate his game on the field, you're going to get yourself open. You know, maybe just not off the field.
Yeah.
You know, Twitter might end up offending some people. Okay, it is it's time now for the G-Bag of the Day. Into the Pimp Cup we go. Piss Lucius.
Hey. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, gather round. What do we have here? This will be day number 3 for our G-Bag of the Day winner, Texas Rangers first baseman and Gilly the Kid's doppelganger, Nathaniel Lowe. Eric has a little troll question that he asked to the Rangers alumni, alums, players, anybody associated with the Rangers. Eric is going to troll you with this question. And my man, Nathaniel Lowe, he got it.
I have a 3-second clip of your podcast partner, Jared Sandler, giving some analysis about one of your teammates, okay? I want you to guess which teammate Jared is talking about here. Is that cool with you?
All right, let me have the clip. You know, what he's got working there between the knee and the waist is pretty impressive. Is he talking about Wyatt?
Yes! Wow!
Nathaniel,
no hesitation, man. Yes. He nailed
no
that.
No hezzy. That's a guy who misses teammates.
Yes.
Nice work.
Come on.
No way, guys. You're pulling my leg.
Come on.
Seems like a character that should be on the movie Super Troopers.
Yes. You know, he's got the stash right for it.
Yeah. Car ramrod.
Let's see. Okay. How about this? A man moves into a new neighborhood, and we have a nosy neighbor that drops some rules on him.
Ooh.
Via the doorbell cam.
Uh-oh.
Got some rules for you, buddy.
The new neighbor, isn't it?
Yeah, hi.
Now, let me tell you the way you should behave in this neighborhood. I'm 35 years here in this neighborhood, and I can't have any changes, right? Rule 1.
Sorry.
You can't have guests more than 3 people at one time. Only 3. And quiet. Okay?
You're holding me. This is my house.
Yeah, this is your house. But your house is in my neighborhood.
How about that?
And I live here for 35 years. And I'm not going to have all kinds of people coming to this place to change the rules. You can't. Another thing. You cannot have sex with anybody here because I can hear everything. If you're having sex with any woman, I can hear it and I will come and knock on your door. Okay?
How about another man?
No barbecue in the garden. No party.
Well, just excuse me, what house do you live in again?
Just next door to you.
Okay.
Well, and from my window, I can see everything you do.
Oh,
okay. I even have I can look and I can see everything you
do. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Really wish you'd come by when I was checking out the place.
Yeah, but say, man, I signed the paperwork and everything. I'm holding this big, dumb key in front of me on my Instagram. Like, hey, that's my new place.
A real estate agent smiling. You don't know what you got yourself into.
You got the sold sign. You're holding up.
God, you bought this place off the market.
I got this on a bargain, bro. You have no idea, man. Guy just basically gave it to me.
He only lived there 3 months.
Hey. All right, let's see. This is not one. I like this. Hold up right here. I like the filter on the voice.
Yeah.
Never could believe the things you do to me.
Let's go, bro.
Never could
believe. Bro, that jams.
I see everything.
Yeah, that jams.
Everything you're doing.
All right, let's see here. Let's go to Korean baseball.
Oh.
There was a bunt home run.
What?
What?
That is some Little League stuff right there.
I was about to say, is this Little League Korean baseball?
Little League stuff.
It's incredible.
A whole bunt home run, or as they say, it was a single and 3 errors. but they got excited.
3-1. 자, 그리고 스퀴즈 헌트브 바로 까꿍에 빠졌어. 잡지 못하면서 3루까지 주자 3루 다시 홈으로 뛰어드는데 자 그리고 스퀴즈 헌터는 바로 낙동에 빠졌어요. 잡지 못하면서 3루까지 3루로 아간세가 다시
홈으로 뛰어드는데 All right, I need you.
Okay, you can tell every bad throw.
Yes.
With the guy in the back. Oh,
you're blowing it. You're blowing it. Let's go to comedian Lavelle Crawford. He's been in this building before. In fact, when he was here, he just drugged the building manager through the mud. She was being curious. She wanted to know who he was because everybody's walking up to him and like wanting photos and an autograph or something like that. So she walked up to him like, "Who are you?" And he got to ripping her. "Don't worry about who I am." It was great. Leave comedians alone, people. Leave them alone. But Lavelle Crawford right here, he's on Club Shay Shay. Hey, girl, how you doing? And he tells us, gives a little quick story about what motivated him to lose weight. And shout out to that, because remember when I came in here and said I was 240?
Yeah.
Your boy's 233 right now.
There you go.
That was like 2 weeks ago, bro.
There you go.
Hell yeah.
I was getting scared for a second. I'm doing all this cardio and I'm gaining weight, lifting all these weights and I'm gaining weight. Come on, bro. But now it's starting to level out.
Is Zampic for animals? Is that what it is?
Yeah, that dog Zampic is what I'm taking.
Dog's medicine.
Yeah.
Move over, Duke.
Give me this. Give me that. I said, I'm feeding a dog tonight. here goes Lavelle Crawford telling that story, what motivated him.
Back in the day, Southwest used to kick you off when you took up more than one seat.
Really?
Oh, man. Really? I was on that one time, man, and I had bought my ticket, and the lady said, "Sir, we're going to have to remove you from this flight and put you on a later flight because we ain't got no room." And I was just like, "But I got to get home." And I was trying to be nice.
Right.
And the lady said, "Sir, you have to go." Oh, she got real belligerent. "You have to go. You're taking up space." And I said, and I looked at the people, and the people looked down like they made like I was a criminal or something. And I walked off the plane and I heard him applaud, like, "Thank God you got his fat ass off this plane." And I said, that was one of those defining moments, right, man.
Yeah,
right.
Not feel clapping, bro. excuse me.
Bumping in everybody down the aisle.
Excuse me. Oh, sorry about that. Excuse me.
Those are anxious moments when a large gentleman starts moseying down that.
Oh.
You know, when you're not with family.
Yeah.
Oh, and you got the window seat, and then there's the one next to you is just wide open. Oh,
Southwest Airlines.
Yeah,
you're wide open seating.
Yeah, you're like, no. Trying to intimidate him with some eye contact.
Start just violently coughing.
Doctor said I'm being weak.
Act like you're dropping bombs in your seat.
Yeah, one cheek up.
Is it our champ Nathaniel Lowe, Rangers first baseman, looking for three right here? Do you have the 35-year neighborhood veteran laying down the law? The bunt home run, or the comedian Lavelle Crawford with quite a catalyst story there? I'm going to go with the bunt home run myself, Lucius. Yeah. How about you?
Texas Rangers first baseman, Nathaniel Lowe.
Wolchuk?
I think I'm going to go with the that neighbor.
We're tied at one, Brian.
Nosy neighbor.
By a score of 2-1.
No more nosy-ass neighbor.
Your new G-Bag of the Day champion. It's the nosy neighbor. 35 years there. She feels like she lays down the law. Brian, where are we going next?
Yeah, I tell you what, somebody's ranked your roster. Do you make the cut? We'll do that next.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off. and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.